always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard, I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up, more phone calls. If you Dawl fans want to check in your glory here today, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Art the Bills fan will be by momentarily. We'll get his cooking tips for the weekend as you get ready for a big, big football weekend. I mean, we got the SEC starting up.
College football is back, finally.
We got the Florida State-Miami game. It's unbelievable. And then a full slate of NFL.
Right at noon, I mean, right off the bat. I mean, Lane Kiffin against Florida. I mean, that's going to be – I cannot wait to see. The whole day is full of great games.
You better get your golf done early.
I will. I'll be done by 11.
Okay.
Bama line's going the other way.
What? It was like
it was 27 and a half. It's now 28 and a half.
Oh. Really?
Big point. It's a big point right there.
They'll especially cover. The half.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah.
cover.
I think they will, too.
All right. So plenty of football. We want to hear from you. And Art will be next, plus a college football quiz. And – Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. We can win up to $75 if you can answer my three questions. All right, first, it's time for a Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
NBA playoff action tonight from the Disney bubble. Miami looks to close out the Boston Celtics. Watch that game at 8:30 on ESPN. The Tampa Bay Lightning look to take a 3-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup final against the Dallas Stars. That game is on NBCSN. Lightning captain Steven Stamkos is out for game four. And Gronk, speaking with reporters today, says, quote, "I'm here to block, baby."
He always did that.
You need four catches a game on him, at least. Come on.
No. He said, he goes, he was brought to Tampa to block. His four targets this year are four more than he was expecting when he came back into the league.
Really?
He was joking.
That's for $10 million. Okay.
He was joking.
Week two.
All right.
You're going to fall into that trap. Week two.
Yeah. We'll see.
No, it's just your prejudice against the Patriots and nothing else. There's no logic, rhyme, or reason to it. That's okay.
You know, you may have something there. I've always liked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Even when they were like rivals with the Lions and the Creamsicle and the NFC Central and all that stuff.
Mike Allstott's one of my favorite players.
What
of
a
all
division
time.
That was.
I like Doug Williams back in the day. I mean, they were you kind of rooted for them, especially when they started to get good in the late 70s.
Always liked Doug Williams.
Basically the NFC North with the Buccaneers, right?
Yes.
That was it. Spectacular division.
It was, well, except...
Always loved those Green Bay-Tampa Bay games.
No, but this, well, what
we always like to, they always do the temperature, remember? Tampa Bay in that, Green Bay. Tampa's never won in a game
40.
Below 40, and I think the Packers never won in a game above 80 or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was really weird. All right, without any further ado, Art the Bills fan for his weekly cooking tips segment. His Bills, by the way, hosting the Rams. I believe the Bills are 1.5-point favorites. We'll have that on our Pigskin Picks later. Art, how are you, sir?
Art.
I'm doing awesome. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Are you going to cover the 1.5? I got to pick this game here later on against these guys.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know who that guy is calling Josh Allen trash. I mean,
who said that?
It's all over ESPN. Some guy a couple years ago, I think.
Coming out of college?
Coming out of college, but that's, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they're playing that to make him eat crow because now he's pretty good.
He tweets that, and then he's tweeting stuff from the New Testament and all that. He's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. I just blocked that nonsense. I think it was Chris.
No.
A couple years ago.
Well, today we have a manly, he-man, woman-haters type of show.
Oh.
No quinoa, no couscous, none of that stuff.
All right.
Okay. No blueberries. We're talking about beef.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, I need a dish for Sunday from my party that I'm going to attend early.
Okay, I'm gonna steer you in the right
very
direction.
Good.
Now I'm gonna cover the basics everybody needs to know, and then we'll just bring it up for questions amongst you three.
Okay.
Now the main thing you want to know is nobody inspects beef more than the United States.
Okay.
Nobody. I don't care about Kobe or Wagyu or whatever. No, I mean, first they do wholesomeness, healthiness of the animal. Then they do other tests. When it's slaughtered, they test the internal organs. We go through millions of metric tons of beef, and we have very little E. coli or whatever.
And mad cow.
Generally, the ground right. beef right. is where that happens.
Right.
Okay.
And then they grade it even further. Then they go by meat yield. That's a grade. And this is by the U.S. government.
Yes.
Meat packers, there's four major meat packers in the United States.
In Green Bay.
They do 80% of the beef. Yes, we do bring in beef from Canada live and boxed. Yes, we bring it in from Mexico and Uruguay, live cattle and boxed. But the live stuff that's been graded, it's select, choice, or prime. But it doesn't end there. There's even a grading system of quality of beef when you're eating it.
Oh.
This is actually a USDA grade. And if you've seen certified Angus beef or you've heard of higher choice, choice is a huge, it didn't used to be. About 50 years ago, choice was a much smaller percentage of the beef.
Yeah.
Now it's 40%. Well, that's a wide margin. There's a lot of variables. Prime is about 2 to 5% of USDA beef. Then you have the upper choice. That's about 15%. That has the firm and a lot more marbling than the bottom 2/3 of choice.
Yes.
So if you see, and it has to say certified Angus beef, that's an actual domestic brand.
Yeah.
And there is a specific roll. When it, meat is not rolled, that's called no roll, and that's, he didn't even bother to roll it. And the, what they do is they cut the carcass at the 12th rib. They look at it. They have computer technology. They take a picture of it. And then there's two of them, and they can look and go, I don't agree with the computer just by eyesight. And they have to be supervised to change that. And this is all done by our inspectors. So even if it comes from another country, when you see that label, so if you see choice and that's all you see, look for the marbling, look for whatever else. And the ground beef, if it just says ground beef, that's probably an old milk cow.
Oh.
They stopped giving milk and she's at the end of her line.
She's no longer of any value. Right, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to shatter the illusion, Chris, and all that, but or Craig, but
no,
yeah, that's what has, that's
is what it is.
If it just says ground beef, but if it says ground chuck and it's got that choice.
So Art, let me ask you a specific question here, okay?
Okay, let's open it up.
Okay, so what is right? You buy a nice expensive cut of steak, right? A filet, you know, something that's Wagyu in that even. Prime that prime category that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do not put that on the grill, correct?
I don't have a problem with
it. You don't? Okay, so
well,
I've always
going? Well, now wait a second. Are you talking now because
I've Wagyu, always I've always been under the assumption
Wagyu is a pan-seared and thin slices.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I've always been under the assumption that the higher the cut of meat, you don't want to lose any of that fat. You almost want to. You want to get a flat heating surface so you're searing it and you're keeping the juice in the meat instead of the grill where you've got the grill marks on it and you're going to lose a little bit of that meat. Now, a regular steak is fine on the grill.
Right.
But you don't need to go out and spend a big bucks on an expensive steak to put it on the grill, correct?
No, not true.
Not true? Okay.
The lesser quality cuts are more ideal to braising. And
but
you can pan sear it now, and especially when you get your Traeger grill, a lot of people are unhappy about that grill because it only gets to 450 degrees. You don't need to put a grill on a steak on a 700 degree grill.
No.
You're not making diamonds like Superman. It's insane.
Yeah.
All you need is about a good 400 degree get some marks off on it, and then move it over and let it cook gently. Don't put the lid on there. When we grill steaks at work, not many places have a double broiler where they go in and it's heat from the top to the bottom and all that. Mm. And the locking in the juices and everything else, if you gently cook your steak, it will be just as juicy, and it needs rest time. You know, when it's about 110, get it off the heat and let it rest for about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, that's key.
Smear a little whole butter or garlic butter on there, and it'll probably go all the way up to 125, maybe even higher.
All right, what's
great steak.
What's heavy Western beef?
Heavy Western beef.
Yeah. Somebody texted me and wanted to know what that is.
Well, I would have, now, heavy Western beef, okay, this also ties in with some of the legends of Kobe. In the summertime, now they say Kobe, they feed him beer and all this other stuff. There's a kernel of truth to that, because in the summer they eat less. It's hot. So they don't graze as much, so they would stock up. Now, Japanese would give them beer to actually stimulate their appetite. They would eat more grain when they came in off the pasture. They would chow down.
Chris, does that happen to you when you drink a lot of beers? You get hungry?
Yes. Okay. I got a story about that, actually, from last night in a second.
It's true, but they don't massage them in beer. They do get the Kobe is actually a working animal. They used to massage them, kind of, because they would get arthritis. They were working cows. But anyways, get back to the heavy Western. Now, they're going to be bigger in a colder climate. Nebraska, you know, if you look at, now Florida has some fine Brahma strains and some other, but they're generally, and Florida supplies a lot of beef, believe it or not. The term cracker is not because we look like saltine crackers or whatever. It's the crack of the whip.
Yeah.
That's the Florida cracker. Mm-hmm. Drove the herd, drove the cattle. There is a Florida Cattle Ranchers Association. And it's all northern Florida, mostly. Not as big. Nowhere near as big. Some of the best beef is up in the Rocky Mountains in Alberta, Canada. Mm. And these cows are huge. And one of their lip-on ribeyes from a good 1,200, 1,400 pounds animal, it's giant compared to a Florida or a Mexican Brahma breeds. Typically, a little bit smaller, a little bit leaner, you know. But okay, what else?
Give us a couple of recipes for the weekend, or something that you know, good for football this weekend that involves, you know, some of the beef you're talking about. But what do you recommend?
A great recipe that I love: ribeye steak, or I know Chris is a fan of the filet mignon. But, you know, it's good weather. It's cooling off a little bit. Fire up the grill. Get some good charcoal, or if you have a gas grill, that's okay. Put a little tinder box down there with a little bit of smoke and buy some good quality steaks. And talk to the butcher behind the counter. And sometimes prime rib, you know, the ribeyes are a little more. Sometimes they're, you know, talk to the, get to the, even if it's Publix, talk to the guy behind the meat counter. He's going to help you. Yeah. Say, hey, help me out.
Why isn't he putting the good stuff out to begin with?
Absolutely. And he knows, hey, well, and, you know, there's a lot of adjectives, you know, the where you see natural, that means nothing. Yeah. It means bupkis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
It does. It means there's no regulation or grass-fed. Grass-fed, only 20% of American beef is grass-fed.
Yeah,
it's a shame. There's no regulation on it whatsoever. However, the recipe, my buddy Benjamin does sweet potato hash. We still work together. He's a chef where I work. Sweet potato hash. You just cut up some sweet potatoes, you know, like hash size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you saute that with bacon,
ooh,
shallots.
Yeah.
You know, get the bacon going, throw in that. And then at the very end, right before you're going to serve the steak and everything, get some broccolini or something, too. That's good. And just put a little bit of blue cheese in with the hash and let it get creamy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a
delish.
All right, now you're talking. All right, so we got sweet potato hash with some bacon and some blue cheese in there, and learned quite a bit on your cuts of meat. Speak to your butcher. Get the good stuff behind the counter.
Absolutely. All right. And talk to him. And, Chris, your sous vide, when you sous vide your steaks, put some shallots, put some fresh thyme, put some love in that bag other than just the steak and the ketchup or whatever, you know?
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, that's what I do. No, I mean, we do the sous vide. I'm a big fan of it. Yeah. And then we put some things in the bag, and then I just sear them on the grill real quick, and then they're ready to go. So it's fantastic.
Now, how about if Chris buys one of those $85 Wagyu steaks and on a USDA Prime and does them in a sous vide and brings them in? We'll see how they taste.
Well, here's what Chris will do. Chris will go buy one steak
I'm sorry.
No, but it's okay. But no, you touched on something, because Chris will buy just one steak for himself, and then he'll bring it home and eat in front of his family without buying four steaks for the family. That's Chris's go-to move. But all right, we'll try all these
my
things.
My wife owns firearms, and that wouldn't fly in my house.
No.
I would be outside eating nothing, and she would eat my steak.
I know. But Chris's family's a little different. All right, Art, good luck to the Bills against the Rams. Appreciate it. Have a good one, man.
Right.
All right, very good. All right, now, real quick, Chris, you had you said alcohol does spur hunger.
Yeah.
Now, last night, had your game on. I imagine you had 6 to 12 to
Yeah, beers. 6 to 12, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And, that's a big difference. That's a whole other six-pack.
No, I think it was 7 or 8.
Any hard liquor in there afterwards?
No. So here's what happened. I think it was 7, actually. So, because I got to about halftime, watching the game, sucking down some Coronas. The extra. None of that light beer nonsense. Huh. I'm a man. I'm almost 30.
How many calories do you think you knocked
out? I'm almost 30.
The rate, I don't know, probably 130.
Per bottle?
Yeah, something like that.
And you did like 10 of those?
No, I did like 7 of them.
So you did close to 1,000 calories of beer. Okay,
mind. Close to 1,000 calories. Okay, so halftime, about 4 in, 5 in, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And Pizza Hut commercial comes on.
Did that look good?
Well, I had a bag of chips next to me.
Funyuns?
No, they were the kettle cooked jalapeno chips.
Okay. Ooh, they'll make you drink more because they're hot.
Because they're hot. And they just weren't tasting proper. It just wasn't. It was good. It wasn't what I was looking for.
You needed it in a sandwich, didn't you? You needed them crunched in a sandwich.
Well, did you
have
a pizza delivered at like 10 o'clock last
night? So I download the Pizza Hut app.
Is there even Pizza Hut around here?
Yeah, well, I got one.
I go in and I place the order, and I'm trying to get it delivered, and it's like, nothing delivers. Yeah. I'm like, rats. Okay, you know what? This is the higher-ups telling me I don't need to eat pizza tonight.
Right.
But what the higher-ups didn't realize is I got other options.
Yeah.
So I download the Papa John's app.
Okay.
Had a large, thin-crust pepperoni pizza delivered to my house about 9:45 last night. Ate 2/3 of it.
So, okay. So now.
What was on it?
The wife.
Pepperoni. Pepperoni and cheese.
Hold on. So the wife, who's been banished to the bedroom to watch Big Brother, the smell of pizza eventually wafts into the
bedroom. Nobody came out.
Ever?
Ever.
Did the doorbell ring?
I started eating pizza.
The dog come out?
Did the doorbell ring?
Yeah, the dog came out.
Yeah.
The dog came out.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, my doorbell still doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
Remember I told you guys I hooked it up to the ring like when I moved into my house? This is going on 2 years.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You got video.
It sends an alert to my phone, and it's actually better because like when the pizza guy comes at 10 o'clock at night on a Thursday and rings the doorbell, it doesn't wake up my entire house.
Does security call you when they come to the gate?
I don't have a
guard?
Person. No, I've got a box.
Oh,
just
so how
little.
Did you know they were there? How did you know they
well,
were there?
Well, it alerted to my phone.
When they dial in the box, the gate opens and he's alerted.
Gotcha.
But my dog has also realized that that sound, that chime on my phone means somebody's at the door. So she came running out of the bedroom, barking like a good dog should.
Yeah.
And got my pizza and I enjoyed a lot of it.
And didn't
Most
share
of
with
it.
The wife.
Well, nobody was awake. Everybody was asleep. I put everybody in their respective rooms at about 8:15 last night.
Now. As a dieting person, I'm counting about 3,000 calories last night, in addition to the 2,000 you probably had throughout the day.
I had to have a breakfast sandwich from a fast food place to, you know, me, after I'm not feeling great the next day.
Right.
Not that I was hungover. I just wasn't feeling, you know, optimal.
Yeah.
Had a breakfast sandwich. Haven't been hungry since. Skip lunch. I don't need it right now. My body in no way is hungry. I'm
now,
not hungry.
Now, earlier this week when you were hungover, you had the three sandwiches, the Funyuns. I have a question for you. When's the last time you weighed yourself?
Oh, I don't do that anymore.
I'm thinking you're at least plus five this week alone.
That's just a number. It means very little in my life.
All right. All right. just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, I don't step on scales.
No?
What good is going to come from me stepping on a scale right now?
You know, it's football season. I once had a guy tell me.
Once a month, maybe.
I once had a guy tell me, I don't step on scales because clothes don't lie if they're a little tight. You know what else doesn't lie? A scale.
Yeah, well, some do.
No.
Digital ones don't, but a lot of scales. It depends what surface it's on. It's going to be a tile surface.
It's the same every time.
No, it's not. If you put it on carpet.
If it's in the same scale, in the same place, on the same hard floor, you can't put a scale on carpet. That doesn't work.
Well, no, but then I'm only 160. I'm back to my playing weight.
160, my ass.
You also have to make sure that it's lined up correctly because a lot of times if it's not digital, which I think most scales now
do they not make? They're
all digital
now.
You got to zero it
out a lot of times.
I haven't even seen one that's not digital in forever.
I went to the doctor last week. I was down 4.5 more pounds than I was the previous.
Although another trick, if when you're zeroing out your scale, you like put a toe on there or something, a little bit of pressure, you're also going to be lighter. There's a lot of ways to get around this, guys. And clothes do lie. Clothes shrink over time.
Clothes don't shrink over time.
Yes, they do, Craig.
They shrink less over time.
Cotton shrinks. That's science. Look it up.
Oh, you're getting
read
better.
A book.
If you're with your shoes, if you go on a scale with your shoes on, if at the doctor's office and you have clothes on, it's usually they say 3 to 5 pounds you can take off.
Completely disagree, Craig. Clothes absolutely shrink. How does it? Why do the shorts that fit me 2 years ago don't fit me anymore?
You're a fat ass now. That's why.
No, I'm like. Did you guys hear Paul Chryst, the head coach of Wisconsin?
No.
Somebody asked him, like, what makes a good sweater? And he said, quote, I got a little bit of fat ass in me.
Yeah.
And it resonated with me because I do, too.
Sounds like something with Mike Leach would be interested in.
Yeah.
And he went into everything that goes into what makes a good mock neck sweater.
Yeah.
Can't be too tight around the waistal region. Got to have a nice wide U neck on it as well. If you need to layer something, you can always put a turtleneck under it.
Wig says, if Chris is 160, I'll eat a football. By the way, Wig, we need to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Wig, whatever outfit you wore last night.
Keep wearing it.
That's good luck. You got to keep wearing it for the rest of the season, man.
I'm going to keep wearing the white Dan Marino jersey.
Yeah,
the throwback.
Forever.
I have to.
Don't even wash it.
I have to.
Because it'll shrink.
I also want to know what a man Otis did for his birthday.
Yeah.
What happened?
We might hear from Otis in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, so we got a college football quiz.
Yep.
Then we've got Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. So a lot of quizzing. Use your whatever brain cells you have left in the next half hour. And also, guys, if you're getting ready for a weekend and watch football and you can't watch your favorite football team because it's not in market or whatever, nonsense. Call Axis Satellite right now. I mean, they do the high-end stuff in the restaurants. They'll do the same great job for you in your home, your family room, your man cave. Call them now. Axis Satellite right here in Southwest Florida and have them install a satellite dish. You can get NFL Sunday ticket. You want to watch the Dolphins. Well, they can't watch them this weekend already because they already played. But the Buccaneers, I mean, they're going to be taking up valuable time on your TV if you don't want to watch them, if that's not your thing. You want to watch another team and you don't get it in this market? Get your own satellite dish. Axis Satellite will install it. Plus, they'll make it look really cool on the inside if you want them to go the extra mile with your man cave, flat screen TVs, the old. They have it all. It's a one-stop shop, turnkey deal. And you gotta be prepared so you can have everything at your disposal. Check out their website at Axis, that's AXIS, axissatellite.com. Then give him a call. You can even ask for Danny. He's the guy that runs the place. Tell him Craig from ESPN Radio sent you. That'll make me look good. Anyway, give him a call. 239-997-2947. That's 239-997-2947. You know you've been thinking about this for a long time. Just pull the trigger and do it. Don't miss the games. Call Axis Satellite today.
Has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday.
Do you remember?
I do remember. We got a couple things going on here. In a moment, Chris will have a college, or Pete will have a college football quiz.
That song was about March or April. How would the first lyrics go? Because remember doesn't rhyme with March or April, so you have to change the lyric.
Well, I mean, the song could be about March. It's just talking about, do you remember back in September?
Well, the name of the song is September.
Yeah.
Well, it's Remember the 21st Night of September.
No, well, the actual name of the song is...
It's called September.
September.
Then there's September Morning with Diamond.
Well, yeah.
It's all September theme.
Wake me up when September ends.
Because September is kind of like, in the path of life, the turning the corner for the final stretch.
Well, yeah, it's called Q4.
What?
After September, it's the fourth quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fourth quarter of the game, the year, the calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like, do you feel parched halfway through the month of March? You know.
Oh, God.
Wow. March Madness.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Oh, did I say just change the... Because you can't have, do you remember, and then have March or April there, because it doesn't rhyme.
Now that I see my man Otis is listening. Otis, we know it was your birthday yesterday. We had all of our listeners in Texas wishing you a happy birthday, because Mrs. Otis let us know. I want to know what you got for your birthday yesterday. You got to call in before the show is up.
Surprise party.
And happy birthday to you.
A surprise party. We weren't invited.
It didn't sound like it was a party, because Otis probably came home from work at like 7 o'clock and got home through the door and was probably tired. You know, he's grinding it these days.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
All right, Pete Shepard.
All right, Otis, next time we meet up, though, drinks on me.
All right.
Am I invited?
Yes, you are.
Otis, drinks on me.
We're supposed to get together. All right, Pete, you have a college football quiz, and then later on this hour, I have Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. What do you got?
College football quiz in a second, but first, you idiots.
Who?
In Tampa.
Oh. Yeah.
This is a true story.
It's a good story.
A neighbor called the sheriff. You cannot make this up.
Bleep.
A neighbor called the sheriff deputies on some rabid Tampa Bay Lightning fans the other night who were watching and screaming, shoot, shoot, as they watched Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on television Wednesday.
Dear Lord.
The call prompted several Hillsborough County sheriff deputies to show up at Devin Garnett's apartment door. He and two friends had gathered to watch the game at Garnett's Radius Palms apartment. In the first period, the trio began screaming for a goal, prompting the 911 call. The caller told dispatchers someone was yelling loudly in the apartment above just before 8:30 p.m. Wednesday. So they came to the door and thought there were guns in the house. 26-year-old Garnett told the Tampa Bay Times, "We're like, nope, we're just screaming for Steve Stamkos, who's not playing tonight, by the way, unfortunately." Mm-hmm. According to a sheriff's office dispatch report released yesterday, the complaint told police he heard a couple screaming at each other, with one yelling, quote, "I dare you to shoot."
Oh, God.
Deputies went on their way after talking to everyone involved. The police completely understood and just laughed it off, Garnett said, but they thought it was serious because I was screaming, shoot, as in shoot the puck. Now, if they were ever around my house back in the day, or even now, I have my windows are always shut, but I scream a lot worse than that.
I mean, what happens if he's watching a football game and the opposing running back and you're going, kill him, kill him?
Kill him, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, to record the, how shall I say, colorful metaphors or colloquialisms that come out of my mouth that I didn't even know I could do during some games.
I've done the same thing. I've strung words together that should not be strung together.
My wife would just go, how do you come up with that?
Wow.
She's like, that's the filthiest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, I don't even mean it that way. It's just, you know, that if I miss a 4-foot putt.
Yes.
I don't scream that. I don't scream
a
it.
A bunny.
I say it under my breath and make people laugh.
I've called myself some really despicable things walking off of a 3-putted green.
Oh, my God. Me
or
too.
Or a 4-putted.
Oh, yeah. I say I'm a disgrace to the game. I should be, you know, shoot me. Bolt of lightning should hit me.
Yes.
Chop my arm. I should be deported. I say all sorts of stuff about myself, missing 4-foot putts.
Well, it's just crazy times we live in. tuxedo proof.
First of all, why was the guy calling the cops not watching the game to begin with? He lives downstairs.
Not everybody's a hockey fan.
Oh, please.
Not everybody's a hockey fan.
But in the Stanley Cup final, even casual fans in every sport come out and watch.
I know, but they don't have a...
I would arrest the guy for not watching the game.
They don't have a 100% rating.
I would arrest the guy for not watching the game. What are you watching, sir?
Tuxedo Pooh with a question for you guys. Since the governor just said that now we're in phase three, what does that mean for fans in the stands for football?
I think it's still up to the
the
local city or county
officials.
Well,
it's never made sense to me that the Buccaneers are doing a different plan than the Dolphins and the U and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think it changes after a couple of weeks, I think. Now, I know I also just tweeted like in Baltimore on Monday night, Ravens announced there will be 250 immediate family members of players, coaches, and front office staff members at M&T Bank Stadium for the Monday night game against the Chiefs.
All right. You are quickly running out of time to do your college football quiz because we have other things to do.
Well, nothing. I mean, yeah, we'll get to your.
We have a sponsored one here.
We got to get going.
And then we got the pigskin picks, and then we got Gabe, and we're all backed up. All right, got to roll.
All right. You're not constipated.
I'm not backed up.
Take an X-Lex. Heading into the 2020 SEC season, many consider Alabama's Najee Harris.
Where's the quiz music?
This is.
I was letting him set it up.
And Mississippi State's Kylan Hill to be the league's top two running backs. So for today's quiz, let's focus on who was better last year. I'll give you six categories, and you tell me if Harris or Hill fared better in the category from last year. Ready?
All right, this is impossible. Go ahead.
Well, it's 50-50 chance.
It's 50-50, yeah, he's right. I mean, we could let the coin participate in this quiz as well.
Well, if you have time, whatever you want to do. Okay, how about rush attempts?
Harris. Chris?
No. Not Harris.
Chris?
Not Harris.
Hill.
Oh, Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Hill is correct. 242 to 209.
Good job, Chris.
Rushing yards.
Harris.
Hill.
Hill. 1,350 to 1,224.
All right.
Rushing touchdowns.
Harris, obviously.
It's Hill.
It's Harris.
Yeah! Good job.
13 to 10. Yards per carry. Harris or Hill?
Harris.
Chris?
Harris.
Harris, 5.9 to 5.6.
Right.
Very close. Receptions.
Harris.
Oh, I'm going to go sneaky play. Hill.
Not even close. Harris, 27 to 18. Total guesswork on your part. And finally, total touchdowns. Harris or Hill?
Harris, don't let me down now.
Harris.
Harris.
Okay. How many did Harris have? Total touchdowns.
He had a lot of receiving touchdowns. I'm going to say over the course of 14 games, let's go 17.
Greg?
18.
All right. And how many do you think the
Hill
had?
15.
16.
Okay. Harris had 20. Hill had 11. Let's go to break.
I don't know who won that.
That was a lousy reaction to my quiz.
I won that. I clearly won that. I don't think you got one correct.
I got four in a row right. What are you talking about?
You're both disqualified.
I'm not disqualified.
Yes, you are. Both disqualified. I don't like your attitudes.
I love a college football quiz.
I'd like you to go out and take a lap, please.
Craig's the one mocking it over here.
I didn't mock it.
Harris.
I didn't know, so I basically did flip a coin without a coin, and I just did consistent heads.
So by the way, when you look at Hill this weekend, none of those interesting. Mississippi and Mississippi State, both of those games.
Yeah.
Which are round of pigskin picks. Coming
up. I don't want to give my lean one way or the other.
Not yet.
But I think one Mississippi team is
two Mississippi.
I think
Mississippi.
One Mississippi team is Four going to keep the game close. I think the other one will not.
How many Mississippis did it take for you to rush the passer when you
played? We always played five.
Five, yeah.
Oh, we did three. None of that Nancy boy stuff on the playground.
We did five.
But inevitably,
how fast did you count?
You'd be three steps in by the time you got to the
Everybody was offside.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, ladies
tackling
and gentlemen, Pete's quiz was a warm-up. Now it's time for Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Go to their website, boathouseonnaplesbay.com. Check out their lower price menu. They have delivery and takeout every day from noon to 8. You can dine in. You can boat in. They got the filet mignon sliders, lobster ravioli. You get some nice sourdough bread right when you sit down. It is lovely. What I need from you now is caller number 9. I'm going to give you 3 questions. For each one you get right, you get an additional $25 gift card to the Boathouse in Naples Bay. You get all 3 right, you get $75.
Great math.
And for one of the 3 questions, you can use Pete Shepherd for a lifeline. What we need now is a participant. Caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's play Craig's Friday Sports Test. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
This is the Friday Sports Test with Sheeman and Shepherd, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay on 99.3 ESPN.
All right, here we go. Our contestant is Skyline. Skyline, how are you, sir?
Skyline.
Doing great. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good. All right, we got 3 questions for Craig's Friday Sports Test. For each one you get right, it's an additional $25 to our good friends at the Boathouse on Naples Bay. For one of the 3 questions, you get to use Pete for a lifeline if you so choose. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here is question number 1. Which conference voted last night to resume their fall football schedule by playing 7 games beginning November 6th?
That'd be the Pac-12.
That is correct! That's $25 in your pocket for the Boathouse on Naples Bay, no matter what. 2 questions left. You can use Pete for a little help on one of the 2. Here's question number 2. In game 4 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, 20-year-old rookie Tyler Hero scored 37 points. Only one other 20-year-old rookie has scored more in a playoff game. Who was it?
I'm going to have to use Pete.
All right. Pimp me out. All right, here we go. The hint is David Copperfield does this for a living.
I got nothing.
Not the Dickens character. Do you remember who David Copperfield is?
Yeah, of course.
What did he do for a living?
What did he do?
Magician.
Yeah.
Right?
So?
Magic Johnson.
There you go! That's it! Right.
Just in the nick
Just
of time.
Just in the nick of time!
You owe me a shot for that.
Good job, Pete Shepherd. The lifeline really working there. That was exciting. All right. Skyline, you've got $50, no matter what, to the Boathouse on Naples Bay, and you have one more question left.
This is a terribly worded last question.
Yeah, it's really long.
Time now for question number 3. This week, the Raiders play the stupid Patriots in New England. These two have a storied history, including a game in 2001 when Tom Brady clearly fumbled the ball but was saved by an obscure and little-known rule that caused the beginning of a dreadful 2-decades-long nightmare dynasty. What was that rule?
Not the butt fumble, it's the tuck rule.
Yes! The tuck rule!
Yes!
$75 to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. How about that, Skyline?
That same rule that went against them with Vinny Testaverde and the Jets only some 4 weeks earlier, but no one ever talked about that.
No, because it's a moot point.
Moot point. Skyline.
Lifeline, Pete.
Yeah, so thanks, Pete, man. Helped you get over the edge on that. So, yeah, 75. It's been a while since we've had a $75 winner. Congratulations, Skyline.
Thanks, guys.
Good
have
job.
A good weekend.
All right, have a great weekend. Appreciate that. $75 at the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Once again, check out their website, boathouseonnaplesbay.com, and check them out. Low menu, low price menu, great food. And I highly recommend, if you got a boat, boat in. That's, like, cool. So, but you can dine in, delivery, the
beautiful.
Whole thing.
It's sitting outside, watching the boats come in.
I think they know that if they have a boat, it's cool.
Well, it's extra cool.
Like, you don't just drive we into don't a need, restaurant. We don't need Craig Sheeman being the one telling us what's cool and not cool. Lobster shirt.
Why do we feel like I'm being lobster ripped on boy. My shirt?
I like
my
your shirt.
Verbiage of,
I like your shirt.
It's cool to have a boat.
I'm not ripping on you for that.
It feels like that felt like a double rip. It really did. Dopey says, could that clue have been any more obvious? It took him forever to come up with Magic Johnson.
Dopey's in a mood today.
He's always in a mood.
He's angry today.
Well, then he says he's not. I don't know.
Because his Cowboys largely suck. He should be in a great mood after that miracle they pulled off.
He should be. He just became the first team ever to give up 450 yards, 39 points, and no turnovers, and win the football game. Yes.
The Big Quinn says, I could have went the rest of my life without hearing about that damn Tuck rule. Thanks for ruining my Friday.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Yeah. That
I thought
was
it was a perfectly
one.
Worded question. I didn't appreciate the criticism.
I love all the...
But I was thinking that...
It was objective.
That the caller maybe, when I said, you know, David Copperfield, and, you know, because first thing I think, yes, I think a magician, but also a Charles Dickens book that I had to read back in the day, which actually was like Forrest Gump before Forrest Gump.
Why would you not automatically think David Copperfield does magic for a living?
I mean, yes, but I also think of the classic. I also think of a book that I had to read in high school, which was that.
Isn't it Dickinson?
Yeah.
Yeah. But David Copperfield was the name of the book.
Huh. To anybody who's won a prize from us in the last 6 months, you are free to come in Thursdays and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to collect your prize. Just remember a photo ID.
Crocodile Dundee with some criticism. Paying attention to sports this week, which is what Craig's Friday Sports Test is all about, would not have helped you with the Magic Johnson answer. Yes, it would have, because they put the graphic up in the Heat game, and I talked about it on this show the next day.
That's kind of with Crocodile Dundee on this one. It's okay because we talked about it on the show.
Right.
If we discuss it on the show.
Yeah, that's this week's sports event.
Right. Yes. We are sports. You know how Tyler Hero is buckets?
Yeah.
We are sports.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's buckets. Wait a minute. I thought Jimmy Buckets was buckets.
No, Tyler Hero at Kentucky, it's documented. He was talking smack and just was saying, I am buckets.
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler, his nickname is Jimmy Buckets.
You're really overthinking this one,
Did
guys.
You see that Jimmy?
Tyler Hero's nickname is Moosehead.
Well, yeah.
Because he's got a blowout.
So
it doesn't sweat. It just stays put. Going to sweat tonight.
Jimmy Butler showed up to practice the next day wearing Tyler Hero's high school jersey. How do you even get that into the bubble on short notice?
Break into the locker.
What a great teammate Jimmy Butler is. You know why Jimmy Butler didn't work in Philadelphia and Minnesota and Chicago?
Because
they're soft. Those organizations are soft, and when there's anybody who holds somebody accountable in those organizations, Joel Embiid, they fold like a lawn chair.
I'll tell you what, though, would have been fun watching Jimmy Butler play for Billy Donovan. That opens up a whole new – that would have been really interesting.
Talked about it on this show. Yeah. It was a mistake to let Jimmy Butler go and pay Tobias Harris all that money. Tobias Harris is a fine player. He's a really good player.
But Jimmy Butler was not going to work in that team with that
No,
coach.
He wasn't no because way. He couldn't be the alpha male because you had a point guard who can't shoot and a big guy who can't stay healthy and has got a fat ass who doesn't want to work hard.
Do we have a coach yet there in Philadelphia? We don't. That job's still open.
And if D'Antoni ever goes there, which was the rumor earlier this week, that is a disaster for me. I mean, it could be. I think it is.
They might not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Paratrooper says, you guys are sports about 50% of the time.
I
consider that successful.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right. Trying to keep it on time here, boys and girls. It is 4 o'clock on a Friday. The witching hour is upon us where we make our pigskin picks. 9 games on the board. We're going to have to keep this pithy, fellas. And Gabe Morenci at the bottom of the hour plus Master P Theater. Let's do the 4 o'clock hour next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.